השולחן ומדי במשרש בקרש השיטיליז בקורנים ומסכונות לבואים מפרס לתחוב מצויים של שפיטה מוכנאי סורו מנה ראשים נושא that we have to kill it, we have to debate again, we have to test it. So, Rashi should be stuff like that. It's a matter of fact, altogether they are vicious. One shita, that's the major shita. And the more is ashamed. When I say major, I don't mean that there are more passages like that, but I mean that most ashamed have that shita, that according to the Maskon, not like the first Loshin of Rabin, but that the Takoshoch is not Mumchim, so maybe we can allow a Shechet who comes, to Shech without even testing him at first, whether he knows of But when we do test, when we do allow a sheikh to sheikh, we have to have the intention that ultimately we are going to test. In other words, let's say, if he wants to sheikh right now, let's say, so we can let him sheikh. But we have to be determined that right after the shita, we are going to test him. And see whether you know the Hashem. I mean, this is the shita that most Hashem mentioned the name of the game. Except the role in the Berek HaBayis, he says that what the game say, they only mean the Terasmidas Ksidas. Because the Berek HaBayis shita is that it's not necessary to guess the Chatriya at all, not even ultimate. And so, the Ruch HaShulchan says that from Rashi Shite it's much more like the Berek HaBayis Shite, like the Ruch. Because he says, Mukhinei, Hilkach Leboi Lemitike. So what do you mean Leboi Lemitike? Leboi Lemitike means apparently apparently, we don't have to test, not at the very outset, nor even ultimately, because we rely on the fact that Rob Mitzuyin Mitzel Shchite Mumchne. Rob Mitzuyin Mitzel Shchite Mumchne. All right, now, then there is the Shite that the Torah mentions. In the name of the Balamito, and it's also Davos Soshre and Mordechai, we are not allowed to let Stam Sheikh, who comes and wants to share, we're not allowed to let him share, unless first we give him a trim, a test, whether he knows all the Dim of Shechita. And even if he says, all right, you'll test me after Shchita, but I want to shecht right now, we are still not allowed to let him do it. And there are more passages like that Shchita, even though that is not the Shchita of Moses Hashem. That's not the Shchita of Moses Hashem, anyway. So in other words, there are three Shchitas. There is the Shite that the Rosh mentions, the Rosh, the Rashbo, the Ramban, in the name of the Gaini, that we are allowed to let Ilechatchile to share without testing first, provided that we are determined to test him ultimately. And we don't have to be afraid, maybe he'll escape, you know, and he will not be here. And we will not be able to test. We want that because the evidence are right anyway. So that's the Shita of Moses, and that's the Psach of the Mechaber. And then there is the Shita of the Balitra, the Soshra, the Mordechai, that we are not allowed to let him shech lechatchil. But the Eved, it's all right. Lechatchil not, even with the intention of testing him ultimately. And then there is the shite of Rashi and the Beit HaBayis, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is also Teisve Shite. So, because Teisve says, in the Ramasal, Rei Yitzim is the Shite Mimchine, Vishich Din Af Vechatchile, so it's Mashma, Vechatchile Mamesh, like Rashi, and the Beit HaBayis. He also says, the Malamoyah Shite is also like that. I didn't see it, but I'm sure that it is. I just don't remember it. He said the Balamoya Shit is also like that. Oh, no, but I don't remember the Balamoya Shit. Alright, anyway. So there are three sheets. Alright. Now, I'm sorry that today I'm finishing so late. I started late. Two reasons. First of all, I was waiting, you know. And then I had to go over there's a bias, but I don't think that it will be always like that. But I mean, so I'm sorry, I apologize for finishing it, but we have to cover some ground, you know. Alright, anyway, I just want to go over one thesis, even though it's already 5 after 11, I still would like to go over the pages. Kosova Kusingia Oise. Some Leish Tosam Suo. Mushalibi the Hobby. Mizavachto. Mash Atelreach Atelreche. Kalima Isi Shu Barzviche. La Fuki the Hobby. The Echel Nibiris Lachas. Now, this is very important thesis. Respect to the semen about Muna. Very, very important. Now, so, in other words, it could say the Ahoy say, so it means the Ahoy Mamesh. If the Ahoy Mamesh, some Lele, when it goes Shechts, so it's the Lele. It's the Lele. Why is the Goyes Shechit in the Lele, even though he was shaykhed that, you know, properly according to all the dinim. A goy and Akum could also shaykh in accordance with all the dinim, an Akum. But, it doesn't matter. It's in Leila anyway. So according to Teisves, and according to the Rosh, and according to practically all the shaykh, except the Rambam, the reason is why Shkitas Akum is in Leila is because of the posseed of Zabach. And the Nakum is not in Balzbech. Shritosom Tzulo, Moi Shalim Tchot, Zabach Do, Masha Ato Zveyach, Ato Eich. Now, that's a Gemore that we give on Chu. But there the Gemore mentions the Droshe of Zabach Do, Masha Ato Zveyach, Ato Eich, the mistake here is that you give me. It's that one dollar in the whole. Not for Saki in Shachato. After this is Shachato, the Dalbo, Sulo, Shenema, is a Vachto, the Ohalto, Masha to the Veach, Atrein. So, it's a respect to a Shchite that was not done in the time by the Sheikh. So then it's in there. Let's say, suppose I put a second on the table, and then there is a behemoth just below the table, and then the door is open, and there is a hard, strong wind blowing, and then, as I put the sake on the table, the wind blows against the sake, and the sake falls on the tzavar of the animal, and it's not as a terechelochel avoid. So the shkita is not good. Why? Because Torah says, "Bizavachto, yachalto, mashaato zveyachatayich." In other words, there has to be ma'isis vich. There has to be ma'isis vich. Here, there was no ma'isis vich. It wasn't going to be a dahi. It was going to be grome. Some mele, it's possible. Suppose you will make a machine, you know, electrical machine to slaughter. So it will involve the shayla whether it's considered ma'isis v'dayim or not ma'isis v'dayim. So now the halacha is there has to be a shchita v'dayim. So what does it do with shchita sako? So here, mash'atu zveyach atoeyeche. Mash'atu zveyach atoeyeche. So that means there has to be ma'isis shchita. But what bearing does that have on Shchita Sako? What bearing does it have on Shchita Sako? Now, the truth is that there is a deceptive at the first parish of Chul, the first parish of the deceptive of Chul. Mamish at the very beginning. So he says, the deceptive says something like that. I mean, I don't remember the motion of the baby. But he's a bachto. So, viloi, she nizbecho meilo, viloi, she nishchito al yikoyt, let's say, monkey, or sheche. He's a bachto, viloi, zvichasam. So, I mean, but this is what he mentioned, he said, if this is what he mentioned, he said, that fine. Faces mentions this mission that on the Aleph. Mission on the Aleph is called something else where it's Nizbechom Yalel. Nizbechom, the sacking fell off the table by itself and it's Vashechim Behemim. So what's the Shaykhah? So the answer is because the Roshna mission is Masha Ato Zeveyach. Ato. What do you mean Ato? You. Who is you? That means the soil, not the nako, not the goy, not the noch. So in other words, even though the Mishnah discusses something else, but the Mishnah doesn't say Mashe Odom Zedeach. The Mishnah says Mashe Ato Zedeach. What do you mean Ato? The soil, not the noch. So in Mele, that means the Tenochri is not the Balzich. Now, Kleima, so look how Tesis explains it. Kleima, Eisei Shivu Balzich, La Fukeli Kichot, he's not the Balzich. So what does it mean? Why is an Akum not the Balzich? Because an Akum, Balzich means someone who is in Stave Balzich. But an Akum is not in Stave. Enakum is not mitztave al zvichem. Enakum is not mitztave. Enakum is not mitztave al zvichem. You see, some mele, if enakum is not mitztave al zvichem, so, if enakum is not mitztave al zvichem, so mele is not a Baal Zviche. In other words, Baal Zviche means, this Zavachta implies someone who is Mitzuvah Baal Zviche, just as a regard to Ksiva Stav Tvim. So, a Svatir of Tvim sees this. The Gemara says that thing that Mevo did. So the Gemara says that the Fenaku wrote so it's possible. He doesn't have to just stand. Why? because you kishart on your chesavton. Koshi yeshli b'shirei, yeshli b'sibe. An akum is not mitzube on the mitzvah of tefillin. So mele, he's fossil. So this is how Tesis explains it. Klima isi shuba zviche. Lachuke ibe kichobim, ve'ichel nebilis lachis. Now the question arises, Mishnah, ibe kichobim or what? If you understand? Ibe kichobim is not mitzvah al zviche. La'agir asha v'sharecho v'teno v'acholo, o yichel nebilis. So we are told by the Torah that the veil is to be given to a goy, that he should result a goy. Nice goy, all right? But he's a goy. So the veil is not a goy. But the more lachis is not a goy. I mean, he's just an orchard, that's all. So why isn't he a goy? So, I mean, so Tesis doesn't discuss why Echon Vilis lachis is not a basra. The Rosh does discuss it. So look up in the Rosh. See the way inside. The Rosh says that the Zavachto implies two things. First of all, that he has to be in Suvean Zviche. That's number one. Number two, he has to be Makbidan Zviche. Makbidan Zviche. Makbidan Zviche. So, Anakum is possible to share because he's not mitzuve on zvich. Suppose every goy who's dafke makpid, not mitzuve, doesn't make any difference. But he's not mitzuve. But his avachta also implies something else, that he has to be makpid on zvich. So anyway, according to the Rosh, and that is serious, that she does not only lehachis mamish. You see, because there are three categories of people. There is a muma eichon leves l'tov. Muma eichon leves l'tov is a person who is really makpid on this mele, but he cannot control his appetites. He likes the mele so much, so when the mele is given to him, he likes meat so much, you know. So, when he doesn't have any meat other than the veil, he eats it. He cannot control his appetites. But he cares for the himself. But he's not finished his yitzchak. That's a mumma echolim. So he's certainly malzviche. He's certainly malzviche. Because he's mitzvahan zviche. And he cares for the himself. Then there is a real mumma lachis. Who does it spitefully, you know? He eats because the Torah asks the Vele. That's why he eats. That's a real Mulach. And then there is another category. He doesn't do it spitefully. And he doesn't care, you know. He doesn't care. Even if he has on the table the Vele and shchuta, so he will indiscriminately eat either one. He doesn't care. So, according to the Rosh, as Yosef says, according to the Rosh, and he says, so not only elachis mamesh is shchutos mevele, even if he's in makdis, even if he's in makdis. All right. Now, so now the. And that is, seems to be the sheet of the Ran, you know, many rishayim. However, the prechodosh, at the beginning of Yuch HaShchite, I don't know, does the yeshiva have the prechodosh? It's a very good sefer, actually. You should have it. And if you can buy it, you should get it. It's a very good and important sefer. Actually, now, so, I don't know what happened to my Chodesh. I don't get it either. I don't know. It appeared. But the Chodesh says that he's heard the Chodesh, you know, many times he's heard the Chodesh. He says that the Pshat that he said is very simple, he says, because that in Russian the septi is a vachto, prat nizbechom, well, prat nizbechom the cave, prat nizvichasako, prat nizvichasako. So, some mele he says the reason is why enakum shchite is possible, not because enakum is not in Tzulat Shchite. Not because enakum is not in Tzulat Shchite. But because the Torah says, Vizavachto, thou shalt slaughter. What does it mean, thou? Who is the thou? He is the thou. To whom is the Torah directing itself, addressing itself? To the Jews. So it means, Vizavachto, you the Jew, thou shalt slaughter. Mashiach came, and of course, thou shalt slaughter, be a diet, not Mizbechom Olel, and of course, not Mizbechom Olel. But not Mizbechal the Goy. Now, so why say Chal Shabbat Hesye and Lahachis, if it's Lahachis Mamesh, so it's also Shiros Ipsulo, because there is a loche that Muma Lechal Shabbos and Hesye, or Muma Lahachis, who is mean, Lahachis Mamesh, so Mele, so then he has the Psul of an Akum. So in other words, so mainly it comes within the psul of Akum, because he has the psul of Akum. Now one shouldn't think that in the Chal Shabbat Haresia, I mean, that's a mistake that is made by some people, I mean, but it's a very serious mistake. It doesn't mean that a mume al-chalata kule in the Chal Shabbat Haresia, or a mean, even the Muma Lahachis, Lahachis Mamesh, is going Chas V'Shalem, Yisroel Achal Pishachot in Yisroel, even if he's Eliyah Bizor, and he's in Shumet Mamesh, he's still in Yisroel. All right, it might be worse than Tenelev Kehovim, but he's in Yisroel. And as the Rambam points out in the Yair Steyman, Yerobim Ben Yvot, who are certainly Mumer, and the Zore, Echik, the Machtes Arabi, will be responsible for everything, not only for being in Machtes Arabi, but for his failure to make an Erev Tafshir. One say, after all, he's Echik, the Machtes Arabi, you know, I mean, so, why should he be held responsible for not putting on film, and, so nothing to ridicule the Lubavitcher for trying to put film, you know, on Jews who eat on Kippur and in Treifes and who are Chal Shabbos and who do have nothing to ridicule. I wouldn't be missing Evesh myself, I mean, to do it, but nothing to ridicule them. Nothing to ridicule them. There might be more important messages than this, but nothing to read for them, because there are some, you know, Rabboni, you know, who have a cynical attitude, nothing. The soil of the fish for the soil doesn't make any difference. But what does it mean? The soil mina machal shabri parhesye, the zora, the chaos, the malhaz, is gathered for God. It means, in respect to the psulim of Akum, so the soil mina lochotre kule, has all the psalm of Akum. Has all the psalm of Akum. maybe I shouldn't say it because it's contrary to the psak of the Mishnah Torah. But my father, Zecheinu Livrache, was very marketed against those who didn't allow in the Chal Shabbos to do it. He was very marketed. I know it's against the psak of the Mishnah Torah, but my father certainly had the right to be chelek on the Mishnah Torah. And very few times he was chelek on the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah was a basic ador, but he was very much. At one time he was so outspoken against a certain rabbi who said he didn't want to let a king in the Chal Shabbos, you know, do it. He was so angry, my father. So that Rav, who was quite young, mean, not that he was a good one, but, you know, but Shpadiyad. So he said, he's a mumer. He's gotten chodvot. So my father said, he's not a good. He's harab shod Yisrael. It's only in respect to psul. To psul. In other words, let's say, shchita sakum is the way. That's a psul. In other words, because shchita is not just a direct. Shchita is a matya. You see, shchita is a matya. So in Mele, only Yisrael can be matya the behemoth of the shchita. But a goy is not capable of being matya. So in other words, or let's say a yayin stamgein of izosa. So say mumea piti pasakum, you know, yin yayinesa. So it's also a psu, a yayin of an akum izosa. So a yayin of a mumea is also osa. It's a question of a psu. But Duchanim is the meaning of psu. Duchanim is a mitzvah, like putting on film. So you say, I won't let it put on film. How will I let it? So what's the difference between the mitzvah of putting on film, the mitzvah of tefillah of Krishna, or the mitzvah of Duchanim? Now, the Mishnah Berurah was quite wrong. The Mishnah Berurah didn't mean because Kachmachon. The Mishnah Berurah, that wrong, who also thought he was a Boki Bishas, you know. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't say because of that. Because there is a Loche, Achriyalu Kiyan Yagomez. So somebody was able to have his Ore. So the Loche is, he cannot do the Aveda, he cannot do. So my father said, that's not because of the fact that an Ibn Abi Zohar is Kimun of Atayakur. That Zohar Ayur, the Amen of Hashem, say that if somebody was Ibn Abi Zohar once, so he can never do, even if he does Jew. Even if he does Jew. And even the Reshite, so the Hashem, the Machon Hashem, that even if he was able to absorb it, he can never do. So it's not on the basis of Mumeah, if he does Shuvah, he's not a Mumeah. So it's a special aloha for the Zohar. So maybe there's no application to Mechal Shabbos, with our Hesyes, and there is aloha, Yodeichem Dominale, that somebody who was Shefer Dam, cannot do. There's no aloha. Shiver Dam is gotten to law. There is no shalom. So it's a special Allah, it's nothing to do. So this is why my father disagreed in the Psalm of Mishnah Berurah. Because Mishnah Berurah assumed that the just as he respect Mumu Hatar Kule, so Ibn Abzom, Chalchal Paresye, are the same. So in regard to the Yahweh King Abomeis, he also said, my father said no. My father said no. All right. I don't want to discuss many chants. But the halacha of the Chalshabi v'Parhesi, the Chalshabi v'Parhesi, is Ki'achmu Chodvo, has only to do with psul, in other words. But it doesn't mean that he is an akum. Yisroel afal pishapot of Yisroel. Now, it doesn't mean that in Chalshav Paresi cannot be the Tzor Temi. I'm telling you. And there are some Achayim who say that he cannot be the Tzor Temi, so they say not only in Chalshav Paresi. Anyone who is either a Beres, who is an Abarian, who does a Beres in Paresi, now after the Chalshav Paresi. But no one complies with that Psaq, so why should we adhere to that psak in respect to Mechal Shabbat Paresi. Mechal Paresi is also possible that you can, especially today, I mean, you certainly can be mitzal in Mechal Shabbat Paresi. I mean, to a meal. But nowadays, so you should be mitzal to a meal, any Abayim, not after Mechal Shabbat. Not to be a gamer or a gazlan or or in all the communities. But today, unfortunately, when there are so many of them, you know, so it's a big avere to isolate them from me. It's a big avere. Anyway, I just have a contingent because, you know, there are too many who pass in shyness, you know, and they don't even know the the Abhagav, the Omar. Now, this is the shite of Tesis, the Rosh, the Ram, as to why an Akum is possible. Now, and also the Precholosh. So the Precholosh also agrees with all these Shemim, except that he has another shot in the descent. The Rambam has his own mission. Rambam Shiti is. The Rambam Shiti is that the reason is to why an Akum is possible Rishchait. The reason is to why an Akum is possible Rishchait, because the Torah says, we call off the Ochalton Zifre. So all the Mabitosh is Zifre Yasu. Not because of the Bach. Not because of Zohar. Now the question is, all right, the Mishneh, Daf Lamed Aleph, well, the Rambam discusses something else, but the Sefer says, Lois Yechazakum, Lois Yechazakum, all right, so it's a kasha. I don't have time now to discuss it. I'm sure that we will discuss it again. But there is a Machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, according to Rambam, because there are two Yesoyes in Rambam. Two Yesoyes is not like Machlekes in Zohar. It's a question of two Yesoyes in Rambam. According to one Yesoy in Rambam, so Midiraise, only a Shritas Akumeli Al-Bizore is the Rebbe. But let's say Shritas Gatesha, and not after Gatesha. Gatesha means someone who is in kind of life in the Reach. But suppose someone is not in kind of life in the Reach, let's say Arafati Machshnei. He's certainly not in kind of life in the Reach. He's an arch murderer. He's either on Shri Domin and on Gezel and on Dinim and I mean 100 times a day. But an Emil Abizor he isn't. He isn't. He's not an Emil Abizor. So Memele, according to one verse in the Rambam, since the psul of Akum Tushach is used from the posik of Ikoloch Yochalton Mizitrei, Ikoloch Yochalton Mizitrei, so Miteich Holomadito Shezitrei Asur, and that posik deals with the Nevi Avizore, the whole parasha, Ikoloch in where's the Kisiso? He called off the Chalta Mizifre. So it's Kisiso. So he deals, the whole parasha deals with the Avizor. So Mele, only the Avizor is in the Avizor. But the Shkita's Gatesho is only in the Avizor. He's only in the Avizor. Alright, now, then there's another verse in the Rambam. The Rambam says that even though it's deduced from the call of the Chalta Mizifrei, still, even the Shkidat Gatesho is the very right thing. It's a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, but the machlekes is which Gersay is the correct Gersay, whether they call one Gersay or the other. Right. Now, Pachakab Dom Yusitur, the Yibomes, and the Aoi, and the Chalimeis, von den Murin, ein ich in Teile gammel, und hat er euch. Aber du kusst ihm nicht gar alle gammel, die noch sieben Wochen, es hat die Schemel gerein, es hat die Ehe, wo ihr Ewi, und man, die Oma, die Rehme sei, Kosova, die Schub, die gar alle gammel, die kennen die Sorei, die gar alle gammel, but since it's all right, and since even though it's not the Yeredeiri, Yeredeiri Gimien, I mean, Sittiv Yeredeiri Gimien, but not of Hilchas Shriket, of Hilchas Deos. So, and it's a very important thing and a very relevant thing, and see, most relevant team today, unfortunately, most relevant team today, because, you know, people talk about Yerushalayim, but unfortunately, the people who talk about Yerushalayim, most of the time, they talk about Yerushalayim done by conservative governments. Of course, that's Yerushalayim. How about Yerushalayim that is carried out by, I don't know what name they have. I mean, you can call them whatever they want. Even the Orthodox, and unfortunately, Yerushalayim is carried out. As a matter of fact, there are two kinds of Yerushalayim. One Yerushalayim is when you're chatzila, you're not allowed to be mikab. But the Eretz Halakocha is the Geus itself. All right now, unfortunately, in America today, so every chatzila is a Geret. I mean, automatically, it's a fact. Every chatzila is a Geret. I mean, it's an effect when you talk to certain rabboni, even Paski, you tell them, oh, you say the Eretz is mutar. I mean, the chatzila is nothing. I mean, the old chatzilas are. But when we would, oh, then, but then there is another Yerushalayim Kalocha, the Tidin Devet. The Tidin Devet, it's not valid. Tidin Devet, it's not merit. So in other words, Tisha says, I will push him when he's gaily gone to see him walking. So in other words, so there was no Kabbalah's mitzvah. Why? Because they continue to be that result. Some Mela, the Geus was not no Geus. So why does one say, let me say, Kosara Bishun is Yaradam? What does it mean, Yaradam? I mean, I know people say, you ask certain people, you say it means there was another Geus, and then there was Kabbalah's Geus. So the question is, so why do the other Tanuim say that Kusin? Yeah, what you say? There was another Geus and there was Kabbalah. So we say, that Anoim hold, there was no other Geus. So there's a Machlekes Anoim in Yitzias. It's not the Stavra. But that is the Pshat. Anyway, I cannot discuss it now, but I discuss it. There is, just before Pesach, came out by Chivas of Sohono, a Sefer of Torah, a very important Sefer. You have the Torah by many people you saw it, and Mr. Feinstein, Rabbi Yankov Yitzchok Huderman, I mean, many, many people you saw it, Taylor. So, Rabbi Feinstein has a tshuva, very important thing, and also prostate gland operation sometimes. Anyway, so I write there, I discuss the stasis and the whole meaning of deals of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, or it is me'akim, not me'akim. I mean, it's called Kvida Rav. Came out in connection with my brother Bishop Bell's 80th birthday, just before this Pesach. So you look at all that, I mean, so you look at that. So I don't, because I don't have the time to discuss it this year. But it's a very important thing, and you look at all that, I mean. So I prepared, you know, I always am very optimistic, I think, that I can discuss many things in 1 hour. So, anyway, so you look at all. Okay, all right. I'm sorry that today I started so late tonight.
One cannot possibly
learn Chum without using the Israeli counting term. So I'm not going to discuss the Israeli yet to get over. There's anything that you don't understand. He asked me after the Shem, for the Shem, not the only Shem. But I just want to add something on the what I say here in the clear out on the thesis of Shum Gaurav. So there I mentioned the Rashi Shite. Exilis that confess. Maybe I wasn't married enough. So the Mishnah says Exilis, even though Mishnah and Arash is on Knas, Habuava Kusis. So Rashi says, Kosova, here are always the Yeshon Levav Yisrael. The Ishubitei says, in a part of the Mishnah Kosova, Kusim Yahoyese, in Kain, Maduava Kayak Knas, Bari Hochak, Bari Habuava Yisrael. In Chayek Nats, so she's in Ochis. Whoever heard that if somebody is Kuala Nochis, so it's Chayek Nats. They mission Jesus. They are a mission of the Rav Meir. Rav Meir Kosova Akhusim Yeremesim. In Yere, the Abshad the Rashi Huru, the mission of Sidaris, the Akhofish Akhusim Yeremesim, the Kolmokin to Gabi Alapsho is Ischapin, the Hoyo Gerim Gmur, the Gabi Alapsho is Ischapin, Habib Yahoyis. יש להם הפסוקו של עקב, וכאפי לא לבקור, וירש חלק הפיסס, שקוסו להקוסים של מסגר הלכם. רש הסיבר שהקוסים הראשיים נשארו איבי אביזור להציף ימיה, וממילא כפול סמיסס יש חסר בידרוסו, כאילו שכפול סמיסס שלהם ולביאו איסו, ומסירוס בשני הסמיסס. ולכך כפול סמיסס שלהם, הוא יסקטו מניסה בעלמי, ורק מתן לחוץ. Rashi said that the Rambam, the Kabbalah teaches, in any dover hami habe es hagenus. Elo shi achas me yoni, shi mi shereitz in his gaya, mutol over for asis, mun kom is van abayis. Elo mi shein in the Kabbalah, in a mitzvah is gam kinas regia. Elo shi mikosha lo mibiko, in gabi apsuko, shlaku, hu ein regia. Loch nima Rashi, da mi shi tzitera, shi apa kishi kusi yishuem, in shi lberemes, בכל הדברים, אבל הקשר, אני לא יודע בכל, אם נחשוב אם הגיע הרויס, ומשבוע להפוסיס, כל בעל יסחק, ומכל מקום חיו נכנס, כאילו שבכל הדברים, אם נחשוב אם הגיע הרויס. So what I say here is, and this is very important, that Rashi is חלק הפוסיס. Now, so then you ask, so, the main question was, against this is, what's the pshat? Because all the shoot is going to be So why does one of them say that they didn't go through in other games. They didn't go through other games. So that means it's in Machlokes and Metzias. So I mean that's the pistach. In other words, sometimes we do find in the ignore in Machlokes that looks like in Machlokes and Metzias. But generally it's not so. And we couldn't say it because we have the cloud, whenever there is a machlokes and chazal, so until they will deal with Kim Chai. So there's the Basco there, connection with Shalom and Yisrael. So even they will deal with Kim Chai, halacha to Yisrael, because the Torah says Achir Abu Mahatis. So if it's a machlokes and Yisrael, how can we say even they will deal with Kim Chai? And Yisrael is only one way. So we have to say that Machlokes anymore is not a machlokes. Now here I say that Rashi is chelik hapesis, and Rashi holds that loin is guy who should become loin is guy who should. So that's what Rashi holds, and that's why the Madoma who says that that kusim. Kusim Gira Hoyis. Loin is Gira Hoyis. Not the way he said in cases. Cases she can use. The Metzias is what it was in cases. In other words, that they didn't carry out other games. But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that result. At the beginning, after the games, they continued to remain as a Rehem Oyoedim, as a Shem Oyoedim. They said, here am I But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that resolve again. So, maybe it's a machlokes. And that was the Mitzias, according to Tesis, according to all of them. Then the Mandoma who says, Kusing Gira, you see? And then the Mandoma who says, Kusing Gira, emissive. So in other words, there was that there was no second gears carried out by them. But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that result. So the Mandoma who says, Kusing Gira, emissive, he holds inasmuch as at the very outset, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was just lip service, because at the beginning they continued to be Israelites, alright? So the Mele, that negated the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Even though at the end it culminated in commitment to the Torah, to the beginning of the Israelites, alright? But Bishayte, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was no longer. The Torah says, that Kusinger MSA holds that inasmuch as the Gills culminated in the commitment to the Torah, so maybe retroactively it's considered as a Kabbalah's mitzvah. Retroactively. It's not what he said it. Now, but that's this. But according to Rashi, so Rashi apparently it holds that there was no shoe in Sky of the Town. In other words, they remained up to the end of their lives, they remained in the Abizor. As Hashem, Hoyim, as Hashem, Hoyim. So many of that means that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it never culminated in a commitment to the Torah. So the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was no void. So why does one man not say, Kusin? Yeah, and say, because the Pandama holds that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not Naki, the way the Rambam passed it. It's not Naki. And Mandoma who says, Kusin Yahweh is saying, some Mele, he holds that Kabbalah's mitzvah is Naki. Now we pass, like Mandoma, Kusin Yahweh is saying, that means according to Rashi, that we pass that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not Naki in the years. It's only Naki in respect to the Psukko. The psukol of Akum is not poka unless there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now the question is this. Now, so according to thesis, so if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ultimately results in a commitment, even though at the beginning, for a number of years, there was no Shmiras HaMitzvahs, there were Eidei HaMitzvah, so then it's considered as a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam also, but insofar as the so-called Akum is concerned, so the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is a conditio sine qua non. In other words, it's not meant to call unless there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, but if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs and the outset was a mere lip service, and then it results, it culminates in the commitment to the Torah, so then it's a good Kabbalah's mitzvah. Is that true only? I mean, the Shaila applies to Tesis and to the Rambam and Rashi. Is that true only when there was the Chol HaPoches, a lip service Kabbalah's mitzvah? So then we say, inasmuch as there was a Kabbalah's mitzvah, the girl, the Yira said, I'm undertaking to be committed Jewish, and so on. I mean, the whole formula. I mean, but at the beginning they remain in the Arizor. And then at the end they become committed Jews, committed to the Torah. So then we say retroactively, but suppose there is a Gilus, there is a Gilus, and there is no Kabbalah's mitzvahs at all, nothing, lip service, nothing. But then, 5 years later, the Gea and the Gieres become committed Jews, they become tzaddikim. A Yireli king. So when we say that it's not necessary for a Maisei Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Otherwise, as long as the Geus results in a commitment to the Torah, even though there was no act of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's also right. Or not, maybe it's necessary to have a Maisei Kabbalah's mitzvahs, just as in respect to Mile and Tvile, it's necessary to have a Maisei Mile. The mice in the mice, suppose he'll be coming all by himself So, or let's say, or he'll become totally by himself. He'll fall into the mikveh accidentally, unintentionally. So it's not good. There has to be a mindset to it. So maybe it's necessary that there should be mindset of kapara senses. But even if there is a mindset of kapara senses, if there is no mindset of kapara senses, then it's nothing. So according to Tesis, the geus is null and void, even though later on it results in the geus which culminates in a commitment to the Torah. But there was no mindset of kapara senses, so it's null and void. And according to the Rambam, It's not null and void. He's a gear, she's a gear, yes. But he's mukhe flovi bikol until he goes through a maise of kabbalas mitzvahs. And the fact that he became a committed Jew or a committed Jewess is not enough. So what is the halacha? That's a very important child. I mean, you know, we have all kinds of hearing today. Most of the years, unfortunately, whether they are carried out by conservatives, or by traditional rabbis, or even by orthodox rabbis, modern orthodox rabbis, and even old-fashioned orthodox rabbis. Mm-hmm. So many of the gayri, so there is no kabbalah mitzvahs at all. They remain in their behavior style, behavior pattern, they remain like they were before the gayri. All right, maybe they don't go to church, because before the Geos they didn't go to church either. I mean, that doesn't mean that the Geos had any effect, you see, on them. So that's very unfortunate. It's not, but there are some Geos who, while it was carried out even by conservative rabbi, I know such Geos. And then later on they became very, 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 very observant. Very, very observant. So the question is, do they require to go through Geos again with the mice of Kabbalah speeches? Or they say, well, if it was carried out by conservative Bezdin, usually the apostle wasn't, so then of course they have to go out through another Geos Lechom, because it was without the Bezdin. But suppose it was carried out by orthodox Kabbalah, who are not Rishonim, who are not apostle ladies, not apostle. So, but unfortunately, they did not stipulate to the year, that they have to be Kabbalistas. So there was no Kabbalistas. But then the year or the years on his own, on her own, became Shema Mitzvahs, Shemaras Mitzvahs. So should we require them to go through the years again and Kabbalist Mitzvahs? Or we say, inasmuch as the years resulted ultimately in the commitment of the Torah, they don't have to go through another year. This is a very important child and a very relevant child. So what is the shita? So I have a raya from a Rashi in Shabbos. Now, we have to bear in mind that according to what I say here, in Rav, so Rashi shita is like a Rambam, that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not even Akif. It's only the Akif we got the loving call, like it was called in his man Paris. But it's not the Akif in Yerushas Yisrael. But now that is Rashi. Alright? But the Shaila is the same according to Tesis and according to the Rambam and Rashi. Now there is a Gemara in Shabbos, a very strange Gemara. Very strange Gemara. Now you all know, I'm sure, that Gemara, that from Dalet in Shabbos, the Gemara says that Maiseh Binoch Yechot שבו לפני שמה. אומר לי, כמה תירס יש לך? אומר לי, שתיים, תירה שבחסה ותירה שבלפה. אומר לי, so גר said, so שמה, היה זאת, שבחסה ואני מאמין לך, ושבלפה אני מאמין לך. He was probably an American type. So he said everything, you know. He was very courageous, audacious, chutzpah, out without a limit. So he said it. שבחסה ובליבס, and שבלפה לא תירה, but he like me. Jews and Jewesses, I mean, at open meetings, they say that, I mean, Tirash Bechsav, they believe. I mean, it's some question about it. But Tirash Bechsav, they openly say, they don't believe. So, what did Shammai do? Shammai did a natural thing. I mean, I would do the same thing. So he says, so ich war tein ma mir ho da ihr mir am nach da am bin tier ich doch sag wo habe ich hier die ho das war die lehr ich wo ich hier hier so in spite of the fact that he said ich doch sag am ma mir ho ich war tein ma mir ho so hier accepted you see that's the reason why all the assimilated and reformed and conservative Jews they call Hillel, you see, because they like Hillel, they like Hillel very much. They don't like Shammai, Shammai is a cover. But Hillel was the regular guy in Hillel. So they like Hillel, so they call everything Hillel, Hillel house, everything is Hillel. Day schools, all kinds of day schools by the name of Hillel in every major city in America. I haven't heard that the day school should be called Shammai school. Shammai day school. It would be a wonderful idea to found a school, a day school in Shultane, and call it Dafke Lahachas, Shammai. Shammai day school. It would be Kiddush Hashem. All right, anyway. So then, he said, so, Bobby, he'll give it. He'll come here on the way. Our base, Gimu Dalim. He knows her after. So he started to say the other way. Dalim, Gimu, base out. Base out. Yeah. And this is what some doctors who tested me, my intelligence. So first they asked me, I should mention the numbers, you know, let's say 3, 4, 9, 6, 4. So I should repeat it. So I repeat it. Then they asked me to mention it backwards. Okay, so I mentioned it backwards. I mean that test I passed well. I mean, other things I didn't pass. But that test I, the expressions here, I didn't pass. But these tests I passed with flying powers anyway. So here will be the same thing what the doctors did to me. So he says, you more rafakhon. So he told him just the reverse. Dalet gimu beis alet. Omaleivo, but he is a smart boy, I mean a smart girl. Omaleivo, the esmei, we are markly hoche. How is it now you say, Dalet Gimu Beis Alet? Yesterday you told me Alet Beis Gimu Dalet. Why do you say it now in the reverse way? Omalei, lava light, keep the samaches. So didn't you rely on me? How do you know that what I said yesterday is true? Because I told you so. So, you have to rely on me. Da'alpeh namas mechor. In other words, in the Tevash Ba'alpeh, you also have to rely on me. Well, it's another, what does it mean? I mean, now is not the time to discuss it. I heard from my father's friend, in the name of the Bisharini, Pshat, but that's not negated to us. I mean, why do they have to do it? He should have told him that. Without the test, you know, of saying it in reverse, thou would give me these out. That's another question. So there is a very strange Russian. I heard from my father. It's a very difficult Russian. Oh, so it's here being Zifo. Why did Shammai tell me to get out? Itanye haboli tabe o gibe chaleus. Chutz mi dabarecho. Nachengei haboli izgaya. Ikibu o dibeteo. Chutz mi dabarecho. In kaboli say, in sechas chayos. It sounds good. I just want to tell you. One time, years ago, so he said to Rebbe, not in Yeshiva, not in Yeshiva where I was in Yeshiva. So he came to me and he said, there is a black person who wants to be this guy, who worked for the FBI and the Yichas, he came into a car while he worked for the FBI in the state of Israel, so he was so impressed. In Torekarte, he became an admirer in Torekarte, so certainly only to be this guy. I mean, that was the conclusion of that person. He's a very nice person. He's a rabbi in another yeshiva in Chicago. Very nice person. Very nice person. Wonderful person. He's very keen and tolerant. So he wants me to participate. Participate. And the yeshiva of the other yeshiva, so we'll also participate in that. Anyway, so I had to see the girl, the black person. I saw it, and I asked him whether he's ready to be a committed Jew. He said, of course, but he doesn't want to be a religious Zionist. He wants to be, I mean, more than a satmara, I mean, I'm really negative, I mean, he's so inspired. No, I didn't think that this is a full test. Anyway, so I told him, you have to learn Judaism, and you have to know what Judaism is. Maybe if you find out all the laws of Judaism, so then you will be very disappointed, and you will become completely, disappointed in Judaism. So you have to know what you are getting into. So he said, okay, we have a book. So I have a certain book, I forgot the name of the father. It was another model. It was a Rabbi in York about 80 years ago, and he wrote like a Kisa Shulchan Aruch in English. He wrote it in English, not like the Kisa Shulchan Aruch, which is a translation of the Kisa Shulchan Aruch in Russian English. So it's a wonderful Shulchan Aruch, especially for someone who doesn't know. So I gave it to him. It was the only copy. So he said, you study it. Then he called up 2 weeks later that he wants to see us. Anyways, I called up the Shiva and the Rebbe. I mean, we are supposed to be the best. We should come. So I asked him, well, did you read everything? He says, oh, ever, almost ever. So I said, so, well, are you ready to convert yourself? So he says, of course, I want to become a Jew. And I want to live in Israel too. And he'll join the Mitzvah. Such a patriot. So, anyway, so then I said to him, I was, shuffling the pages. It's a very thick book. He never returned it to me. As I was shuffling the pages, I saw about stumbling. So I said, did you read this chapter? He says, no, that chapter. He didn't interest. Then did you look into it? I says, I did. So I said, you have, before we are ready to carry out conversion, so you have to read every word in this chapter. Every word. Oh, thank you. So I took it again. What the word? And then 1 week passes by, another week passes by, third week, it's a month away. So I asked the rabbi in the other yeshiva, how is it that when I gave him the book for the first time, so after 2 weeks he called up, he must see us. He's in haste, I mean, it's like a fire. I mean, he's rushing to be this guy. And now all I asked him is to read one chapter of 5 pages about San Diego, and then he'll remain it. So he called him up. So he said, all right, he'll come. He'll come. So I asked him, well, did you read the chapter? So he says, everything I know in Judaism, except the chapter. Don't find the chapter that I mean. David was mentioned that in the going of today, so the Aser wine in my room, So that he didn't like. He didn't like it. I don't blame him, he didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But why do we need such a game? So I said, all right. So you're not ready to become a committed Jew. So you're not ready to become a committed Jew. All right, anyway, I just told that story. So he was similar, that black person was similar, and Abu Ruchai told me stories from which I deduced that he, together with his superiors, were involved, not in Israel, but in America, in Israel, as a member of the FBI, how do you call them? There's an FBI and there is an IE, how do you call that?
CIA.
What? CIA. He was, I don't know, he worked for the FBI, he worked for the, when he was in Israel, he worked for the CIA, so he was involved in Shechuzot and Molesos. It wasn't so simple. He was fluent, he wasn't very talented, but he was the type of a person who was involved in Shechuzot. But of course, he had the heta from the American government, from Tahura, I don't know who he worked. So, but he was that type of a person. Anyway, he didn't like the Dinim of Stamir. He didn't like it. So if we would reform the Shechuzot, take out the Dinim of Stamir, then he would become a committed Jew. But he didn't like the Dinim. So aren't we better off, if we call this soil better off, that there would be one black girl less, black girl, white girl less, I mean, instead of having a girl, then he would become, as we show in this Magia, become bitter, and then there would be prejudice practiced against him, and all his black also. Not only a girl, black, a girl, I mean, so can you imagine the prejudice? I told him that. That will be practiced, that they try to order, I mean, he certainly had a reason to become bitter against the Jewish people, becoming the Semite and joining Jesse Jackson's forces and everything. I mean, but maybe one as vice president of the United States is a very smart black person, very smart. Anyway, so he was never misguided. Now, so there is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, this is how I got off intention. In other words, this year, so he was ready to accept everything. Accept the Barachot, stumbling on the Rabbah. So, the Chayim Gay, Habol is kind of a kilo of the tear, put in the Barachot, in the Kabbalist, in the Sabbath first. So, Gear, here, was the Tayah. How was the Tayah? What probably is known that Abbah, that Habol is Gay, the kibbutz of the Tera put in the Barachot, in the Kabbalist, say, what is it? What was here? Here was Adam Rabbi, was that Adam Rabbi? So, why was the Tayah? Gear, so he said, the Somach of Moshe, she same day she was in Renu, the Kabbalah, to redam the hope, the Chutz of the Barach, she will keep the Bittira of our pet, Elo she will hoyer, mayun she need to be a gore, the hero of Uftach, she achar she will then no yistachol. So Rashi asked the Kashi, how did hero accept him? If there is a loche, that Habon is Gaya, the Kabbalah of Kol Giretheo, the Chodi Vesefri, and here he rejected, he defied the whole Tereshim Al-Teh, not the Varech. So how was he on the Kabbalah? So Rashi says two things. First of all, he was 100% sure that ultimately he will believe in the Tereshim Al-Teh. But now, out of ignorance, he said that. But once you learn the Torah, he will be minding a Tereshim Al-Teh. He will understand that there couldn't be Tereshim Al-Teh, logically, there couldn't be Tereshim Al-Teh without Hashem. It's a mathematical impossibility. I mean, to have the Tereshim Al-Teh without the Tereshim Al-Teh is a mathematical impossibility. It's only possible for the American Jews who like everything, you know, that they should be catered to. So, I mean, it's wonderful, I mean, to have the Tereshim Al-Teh without the Tereshim Al-Teh. But for anyone who has any sense of duty in his mind, so he couldn't visualize in his remotest imagination this possibility of a Torah Shabbat Sal without the Torah Shabbat. Anyway, so he was sure. And then he says, even right now, he accepted everything. Even though he says he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe that it's in Shammai, that it's in Pe'ar. He thought that the Chachamim invented the whole Tereshim Al-Teh, but he agreed to comply with every Takonis Chacham. Some Meire, it doesn't come within the Aloha of Habon is Gaia, or the Kibbutz of Kofi, Dilator, Chokhi Yosefim, Chutim Dolarech, or Dikduk Yachodi Yosefim, in the Kabbalah, because he was the Kabbalah. No. So my father said, this is very difficult for Rashi. I mean, what does it mean? Rashi is saying, I mean, that if I say, let me see, that the late Lord Hakata, who was in Isis Madiach, so he probably had a lot of schusim because he had a very long life. I mean, he lived 104 years. I mean, I'm sure that he had schusim. He had many schusim. So Lord Hakata, when he published his book, Judaism and Civilization, and that raised the whole generation of Ben Manim. He, more than anyone else, more than any reform rabbi in the history of American Judaism, you know, so raised the whole generation of Ben Manim, of Ben Manim, more than that. So at the beginning, when he published, I remember, when his book was published in 1932, so it was mentioned about him. And it was true that, at the beginning it was true, that he observed everything. He didn't carry a handkerchief in his pocket and chance. Then later on, he started riding a car and everything. But in the beginning, when he published the book, so he wanted to play that role that he is. In his personal life, he said, how can you run inside? He doesn't carry a handkerchief. He's a big machmir. He doesn't do anything. But he didn't believe that that it's in Hashemayim. He didn't believe that Tosh Balpeh Hashemayim, that Tosh Balpeh Hashemayim, he didn't believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom altogether. As one prominent journalist wrote about him, he says, Mordechai Kaplan is an atheist. He doesn't believe in the existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he's convinced of one thing, his mind in Rebbeinu Shalom, that he is God's main father. He doesn't believe in that, because he's convinced the Rebbeinu Shalom that he is God's main prophet, he's Yadim Kolami. So anyway, so at the beginning, he was a Shema Mitzvahs. So does that mean if somebody, a girl will come, especially if a girl will come, and a girl will say, I am accepting everything, but I don't believe in Hashemite. I believe in Judaism as a civilization, not as a religion, as a civilization. So does it mean that's considered Kabbalah's Mitzvahs according to Rashi? Let's consider it. We are very fortunate that the conservative rabbis, even the women among them, don't know this Rashi. If they had known this Rashi, they certainly would go to Rashi. I mean, we don't have to do it. All we have to do is to comply. So what's the pshat for Rashi? I heard from my father that this Rashi is very strange, but I think I have a way on the basis of that to explain the Rashi. In other words, apparently Rashi, as I say here, Rashi Shiti is like the Rambam. Kabbalah's mitzvah is not in there. So it's true that in Kabbalah you're not allowed to accept it, but if Bezdin did accept it, so he's here, except that he cannot be Nichnas Likor. He's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. Well, that's what I say, I mean, Rashi Shiti in Ksuvah. So Rashi here is Mishitosi, it's the same Shiti. But we raise the question, what now? We ask like Tanoim that Kusinger Emes, even though the name at the beginning, I mean, according to Rashi, so they remained here in Zohar till the end of their lives, according to Rashi. But they were still there, they became Jews, because Kabbalah's Mitzvah is like Havas called me the Zona Bais. So it's only Miaki if you love him called. But it's not Miaki in the Chalish and Dushas Yisrael. As long as there was Mila and Tila, they should be able to raise again. So Mila, they became here. But in order to be good at the Misopas Yisrael, there has to be Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, at the very outset, at the time of the years, lip service Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And then it ultimately culminates in a commitment, so then it's retroactively determined that it was a good Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. But suppose there was no Kabbalah's Mitzvahs altogether, not even lip service Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, nothing. But ultimately, the Ger becomes a Shema Mitzvahs, the Yireya Mikimah. So is it considered as a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs or not? Does Kabbalah's Mitzvahs imply in Maisa Kabbalah's Mitzvahs like Yireya Mikimah? Or Kabbalah's Mitzvah does, unlike Mila and Tfile, which implies a Maise, so it doesn't imply a Maise, just that it has, the Negeus has to result in a commitment. But if it results in a commitment, as a result of the Negeus, so then it's considered like Kabbalah's Mitzvah, even though there was no Maise of Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So of course, what lies that from the point of view of thesis, there's a rabbi. Because this shita is that the Eved Bezdin is not Miyaki. Bezdin is not Miyaki in Miriam Tiro. Bezdin is not Miyaki in Miriam Tiro. But Bezdin is Miyaki in Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Let's see. If the Miriam Tiro took place showing between Bezdin, so the Eved is okay. But if the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs took place showing between Bezdin, so it's not okay. So according to Tesis, since it requires him with the Bezdin, so it's a riot that the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs implies in my sense. Because if it only means a commitment that a gather should, as a result of the Gaels, become a committed Jew, why do it have to be done with the Bezdin? Why do it have to be done then? Ultimately, he's a Shema Mitzvahs. So that's a riot in the public cases. But how about the Rambam and Rashi? According to them, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is not the Hakim altogether, but it's only Yakei, you know, before, so maybe it doesn't involve a mice in apostasis. It only involves that he should become a committed Jew. So the raya from this Rashi is, the Shabbos upon the Aleph, that even a committed Rashi Rambam, where Kabbalah mitzvahs is not naked in Gilos, but it is naked in the Lovim Bikor, so it's the Maisen, we need the Maisen. But if the Maisen, the very outset, was a lip service Maisen of Kabbalah mitzvahs, so then it depends. If ultimately it results in covenant, in a commitment, so then it's worth to actually determine it wasn't in your lip service. But if it doesn't ultimately culminate in commitment, so then it was actually determined that it was a mere lip service, Kabbalah mitzvah, so merely that mice is nullified. But even if it results ultimately in the commitment, so then there must be at the very outset the mice of Kabbalah mitzvah in the commitment. So that's what Rashi says. Of course, if ultimately he will not become a man in Teresh Malte, then the Kabbalah mitzvah is null and void. He still will be a girl because Rashi Shit is that without Kabbalah mitzvah is also a girl, but he will be also only the God. But Hillel was but to ask, he had no doubts that when he learns and his ignorance is dispelled, so then he will become a man with Hillel. He will become a real man with Hillel. Now, and as far as the mindset of Kabbalah mitzvah is concerned, even though it was coupled with his stupid statement, he doesn't believe in it, but he did say that he is determined, you know, to comply with every iota of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So maybe there was a mindset of Kabbalah mitzvah. But as long as he was in any mining, so of course, so he didn't hear anything. But if ultimately he became a mining, so then it's retroactively determined that there was a doubt in the Kabbalah mitzvah. But Rashi emphasizes the fact that even though he was not mining in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, he still undertook to comply with every iota of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So that means that even according to Rashi, that who agrees with the Rambam, that Kabbalah mitzvah is not Niyakim in Geulah. It's only Niyakim in the Lovim Bikor, but even without Lovim Bikor, there has to be a Maisel Kabbalah. A Maisel Kabbalah Mitzvah. Kabbalah Mitzvah. And in that Maisel Kabbalah Mitzvah, even though at the outset it appeared to be a lip service only, but if it ultimately culminated in a commitment, so then it's retroactively determined as a valid Maisel Kabbalah Mitzvah. That's why Rashi emphasized the effect that he wasn't Kabbalah. But if Rashi Shite had been that insofar as being whole of the whole is concerned, we don't require a Maisel Kabbalah Mitzvah. All we need that ultimately it should result in commitment. So why does Rashi have to emphasize he was becoming of the idea? Let's say he said, I'm not going to comply with one thing of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, but if he was Batuach, that ultimately he becomes a mitzvah, so he could be Mikabel. Rashi said, no. So that's a higher point. But Rashi should be. Now, as far as this Alevi, I don't want to tell you anything. I think Alevi is very clear on that. So we have to go over. Torah Rabban, Shkutas Kusim Teres. Now, all these things, this Alevi and everything, you have to know everything. You have to know. Just because I don't discuss it, it doesn't mean that you don't have to know. Torah Rabban, Shkutas Kusim Teres. Amel Ron Amorim, Ki Yisol Vimid Al-Gav, Avol Bogu Motzi Shishochat, Chitak Hazayin Svinei Yisrael. אוכלי מות הולך משחתו עושה, ומלאב עושה הולך משחתו עושה, קלי ציבי, מוצו ביודי, תקויה של ציפורים, תקויה של ציפורים, means, I'm a string, you know, number of ציפורים שחותים, I'm a string, because he's very conscientious. So the deen of Shchita, they are conscientious. They adhere to the deen of Shchita. So maybe it's a good idea that he didn't make any psalm in Shchita. Kurish of the Boyer, you came to the Shchita, the Shchita, the Nisimay, Ochlin, the Rachel Shatose, the Labo Shatose. What is Abayas? There's a plague in Abay and God. According to Abay, so in order that he should be able to share, because he should be able to share. So there must be soul in the rabbit. According to Rove, it's not necessary. It should be soul in the rabbit. As long as there is a soul, it's in Yichnas, so you can shut it. Abai Daik Nereish, Rove Daik can say, Abai Daik Nereish, a time in soul in the rabbit. Abai it's in Yichnas, Rove Daik can say, time in the womb, what is a shocha. Abai it's in Yichnas, Abadon, or Abai Kashi is in. So, the Sefer implies that Kafke is born Motzi Sheshocha. So then he has to be tested as to whether he eats from his own Shchita. But if he sees it in Nechnas, he doesn't even have to be tested as to whether he eats from his own Shchita. Rabbi Kashi says, Oh Lord, he eats in Nechnas, Name born Motzi Korom. Or the Hove, Kashi, Reishe, Amaloch, Yitzir Nichnas Nami Kimin Agabonon. Kayitzir the price continues. Much of your Yichush looks upon Kitea Reishe, Amal Yichush. So what's the Raya? In other words, the Kusim are not choshu to eat Nivele. And what do they consider Nivele? What the Torah Shabbat Pei declares is Nivele. Let's say it was one of the five Psulim. Shiet, Hosech, Lode, Chlude, Chlude, Kire, so that according to his looking is also a male. It also is. So male, they are not going to eat a shio, a drusa, a chude, or a kuro, but they're not machpid on his nida. Because they hold the nida only implies that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block before a blind person, but to be an accomplice in another person's avere, that's okay. So mele, only if we see that he is salted. So if you give, let's say, there on his skin, hanging, let's say, a number of birds, shchutis, let's say 10 birds shchutis, and you give him one bird to taste, and he tastes it. So what's the raya that all the 10 birds were nishchatedin? Maybe that particular bird was nishchatedin, but the other 9 birds, maybe, Adrusis Chaludis. So what kind of a raya we have? So he says, Amai Lichus Duna Hayu Da Adi Shochata. Amai Rav Nashe Machnis In Tachasno. In other words, when he put it behind his back, behind his garment, some mele, he couldn't see, the Kusi couldn't even see which bird the Yisrael gave it to him. So he was ready to eat indiscriminately. So it's a raya that all the birds were nishapad. So the Dilme Simone Habir Rigabei, maybe he had a sin, and maybe he had a certain letter inscribed on the particular bird. So anyway, so there's no raya. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Mishar Shie, Vimimas Nesli Nas Musi. In other words, the price is reference to the case where it was crushed. So Mele, he couldn't recognize any insignia, any sin. And we pass on that Yeshua is not there. Utamecho, Shia, the Rosh Choda, Akome, Viko, Mixilem, Avikivim, the Arzikadu, Arzikadu, Ochaname, Kim, the Arzikadu, Arzik. Now, the Lord said, the Arzikadu, the Arzikadu, Mixile, Tanoe. In other words, suppose in a certain Israel, the Kusim are Hosek to observe, but it's not written explicitly in the Torah. So there's a machlekes anoyim as to whether you can rely on Kusim in regard to something that is written, that is not written explicitly in the Torah, but they are reputedly scrupulous about this law. So, can we be trusted in that or not? Can we? Can we matter scusi di pere? Yeti di rossi di pere sa. In other words, suppose I cusi, so, I cusi, baked the matze for pere.